understandably so. I mean, considering the time, the resources that the international community, particularly ECOWAS, has invested in this process. If you recall, at one point there was this possibility that it was not going to happen, largely because of the financial requirements and, of course, the administrative requirements that needed to be made prior to the election. There was some ground for skepticism. But then member states rallied and then pledged some $20 million to support that process. And a significant part of that amount has been redeemed just in order to make sure that there's no financial reason for this, that process will take place, that all the financial positions are made for the election states, because we believe that we need to support that dear country of ours to hold an election, transparent, free and fair election that will enable them to stand back again on their feet and hopefully lead to a process of stability, political stability in that country.
From all indications of your officials on the ground, what is the feedback that you are getting concerning the readiness of Guinea-Bissau to hold a credible election this weekend?
Yeah, the feelings we get are quite positive. And from the preparation that we have seen so far from the National Electoral Commission, from the Office of the President of the ECOWAS Commission on the ground, from our officials on the ground, and indeed from which, of course, will be reinforced by this official will be reinforced by a 200-member observer mission to be headed by the former interim president of Nigeria, Professor Mosaya, to monitor the elections in all the eight administrative regions of the country. So we are quite positive that the preparations, we feel that there are grounds to be optimistic that there will be free, fair, and credible election. We can only ask the people of Guinea-Bissau to also commit themselves to the realization of this objective. And then beyond that, to also work for stability in their country. The country has gone through a period of instability, and we believe that this is an opportunity for them now to end that cycle of instability and then get on, join others, other member states, in addressing the more important challenge of economic development.
The newly elected chairman of the ECOWAS Commission, President John Dramani Mahama of Ghana, visited Guinea-Bissau for a day's trip to find out how things are shaping up ahead of the election. What else will he be looking at whilst he's there on the ground?
Well, see, at least in one very important respect, and this is the respect that at the highest level of the region, the chairman of authority of heads of state and government, who has just been elected at the last FOSFOC summit in Yamoussoukro, Cote d'Ivoire, has taken it upon himself to visit Guinea-Bissau to see how things are going. It just shows you the kind of interest that this activity has generated in the region, the kind of interest at the highest level. I mean, there cannot be any further demonstration of the kind of interest that the region has in that program than the visit of the chairman of authority. And I believe that he will be talking to all those who are involved, the stakeholders, to see what arrangement has been made, what challenges is there, if any there are, and then how, if there's any further way that the region can support them in order to make sure that not just the election is transparent, free and fair, but also that beyond that, that the country is stabilized and that they can therefore be able to participate more effectively in our integration process. I believe we're looking at two things, like I said. We'll be discussing with the stakeholders to see what arrangements have been made. He'll be talking to our people on the ground, and then he'll see for himself with this thing, and then to enable him to reassure himself, indeed, that from the reports that he may have read about the arrangement for it, he'll be able to corroborate for himself those reports.